सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरु ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं.
In our last session, we completed sloka number 1 of chapter 2. Sanjay says, Sanjay vacha tam tatha kripya avishtam asrupurna kulechanam visidantamidam vakyam uvacha madhusudana. So diagnosis by Sanjay is kripya avishtam. So disease of Arjun, according to Sanjay, Kripya Avishtam. Avisht means covered. By what? Kripya, piti, emotion of piti, compassion. So the disease of Arjun will be diagnosed by three people. One is Sanjay. His diagnosis is Kripya Avishtam. In the next verse, in sloka number 2, Bhagwan will be diagnosing the disease of Arjun. And later on, Arjun himself will diagnose what is his disease. See? So three people will be diagnosing the disease of Arjun. Sanjaya Uvacha. In verse number 2, we chanted perhaps last time, we can chant once again.
श्री भगवान
उवाच कुतस्त्वा कस्मलिदं
विषमे समुपस्थितं अनार्यजुष्टं अस्वर्ग्यम्
अकीर्तिकरमर्जुन
श्रीभगवानुवाच कुतस्त्वा कश्मलमिदं विषमे समुपस्थितम् अनार्यजुष्टम् अस्वर्ग्यम् अकीर्तिकरमर्जुन
श्रीभगवानुवाच अर्लियर् वी हेव् सीन् सञ्जय उवाच आफ्टर् वर्स् नम्बर् 3, we will find Arjun Uvacha. So Sri is not added to Sanjay and Arjun. So last time we have seen Sri means one who knows Brahman, one who knows truth, one who knows reality. He is normally in our common parlance, we always have Sri so and so, Srimati so and so, we write. But in our scripture, in our Shastra, we add Sri only to the person who knows Brahma Vidya. In case of Guru, we write Sri Guru. In Hanuman Chalisa, I refer to this also, Sri Guru Charan Sarojaraj. Which Guru? Is not the Guru of physics chemistry. He is talking about the Guru who knows Brahma Vidya. Sri Guru Charan Sarojaraj. In Akhanda Mandalakaram, Guru Sotram, how it goes? Akhanda Mandalakaram Vyaptam Yena Chanacharam Tat Padam Darsitam Yena. One who shows me that pad, that Brahman, that reality, that supreme, Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama. To that, because he knows. He knows, therefore Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama. Sri comes. So here Sri Bhagavan Vacha. So we have seen in our earlier class, Bhagavan has got six bhag, Aishwarya, and this bhag, these qualities are in unlimited quantity. Aishwarya, lordliness, rulership. We are also lord. We are lord of our own house. So we can rule our house, not the neighbor's house. But lord is the really lord of the whole universe. Lordship is there. Aishwarya, Sri, wealth. We also have got wealth. But lord is the owner of the whole universe. All wealth belongs to lord. Sri. Then Virya, valor. Then comes Yasa, fame. We also have fame, little bit fame. But lord has got the infinite fame. Then Jnana, knowledge. Full knowledge he has got. And Vairagya, dispassion. He owns the whole world, but he is dispassionate. Fully dispassionate. Vairagya. And what is our condition? What is the opposite of Vairagya? Rag. Rag means attached. So whatever little we have got, we are attached. Be it money, share, 401k, and whatever you have got here, we are attached. Our flat, our car. If somebody scratches your car, as if somebody has scratched your heart. Then I say, why? Rag. But Lord is Vairagya. Arjun is the nimitta, you know, is the representative for Gita. Through Arjun, Lord is trying to give us the knowledge by which we can cross this Bhavasagar. By one sankalpa of Lord, the whole creation has come. Only one sankalpa. Lord was alone. Perhaps he was in America and got bored. People get depressed here when they are alone. So he just thought, Bahu Syami, let me become many. He just thought and he became many. So that Lord could have removed the sorrow of Arjun just by one sankalpa. A Lord which can create the whole world by one sankalpa, one thought, he could have easily removed the sorrow of Arjun by that one single thought. Isko hatao, khatam karo, could have done. But he never did that. Why? Because he wanted to impart knowledge to Arjun so that through that, we all Arjun, who are the seekers, can get the knowledge and after that, we can cross the Bhavasagar. That was the purpose of giving the Gita. The Lord says, Kutastva kasmalamidam visame samupasthitam. Diagnosis number 2 by Bhagavan, that the disease of Krishna, disease of Arjun is kasmal. What was the first diagnosis? Kripaya Vishtam. Who did it? Sanjay did it. Now Bhagavan is diagnosing. What is your problem, Arjun? I can see, I diagnose. Kasmalam idam. This kasmal. What is this kasmal? According to Amarkosh dictionary, kasmal means moha. Moha means delusion. What is moha? Moha is not understanding a thing as it is moha. What is moha, Arjun? Moha Parjun is that in the battlefield, he is seeing relatives, he is seeing Swajan. They all are my Swajan. Mere aadmi hai. And he is not seeing enemy there. Although he has said that they are all Atatain. They are all Atatain. But now he is seeing relatives. That is wrong understanding of the situation. Kutastva, where from this kasmal, this moha delusion has come? Bisame, at the wrong time, at the wrong place. Samupasitam, samupasitam means in full measure it has come. Hey Arjun, what is the meaning of Arjun? Rujutvat Arjun, Rujutvat, one who is straightforward. You must have noticed in chapter 1, whatever came to his mind, Arjun, he spoke. Whatever happened inside his mind, he spoke to Lord. Everything he do. So, kaya, vacha, mansa. I hope you understand these words. Kaya, body, physical body. Vacha, by speech. Mansa, mind. If we analyze our own personality, we will find sometimes we think something, we speak something, and at the time of action, we do it also other than what we have said or what we have thought. But in the case of Arjun, rijutvat, straightforward. There is a tree also called Arjun. That tree is also, you'll find straight trunk going up. Rijutvat, Arjun. Arjun will come later. It will come. It will come, I will explain. So, Rijitva. Another meaning of Arjun is Sukla Sabhava. You know Sukla Paksha? Krishna Paksha? Dark fortnight. Sukla Paksha? Bright fortnight. Sukla Sabhava means one whose mind is pure. So, Arjun's mind is pure. So, if our mind is pure, we can call ourselves Arjun. Fit for the knowledge. Kutastva Asrasmulam Idam Visame Samabhasitam. So, this cosmos, this delusion is like as if a darkness in front of light. Although the darkness can never remain in front of light, it is sort of impurity, it is sort of inauspiciousness which has come. Visame. Visame means asthane, asamaye. Do you understand this Hindi word? Asthana is not proper place. Asamaya, it is not proper time. So this emotion, this moha, this misunderstanding is not at the proper time. It's not at the proper place. And the example for this is hugging your wife in your bedroom is perfectly okay. But hugging your wife at bus stop at 10 a.m. in India is visame, asthane, asamay. Do you hug your wife in India on the bus stop? No. Why? Because that is asthane, is not the proper place. Asamay, 10 a.m. is not the proper time for that also. Asthane, asamay, visame. Lord, you see the word, each word has got a very deep import, deep meaning. If you understand this, then you enjoy. Why Lord is saying visame? Are this delusion should not come to you right in the battlefield. This is not the right time. This is not the right place. Visame. Samupasthitam. Samupasthitam means in full measure it has come. Full measure. So what is the effect of that? It has disbalanced you, Arjun. Now you are crying. You are totally out. The Lord is saying, I am pitying you, Arjun, and Arjun, you are pitying them, your swajan. Is it not? Kripya Vishtam. Arjun is pitying all his relatives, although they are enemies, he is pitying them. And Lord is pitying him. Why this has come to you at this time? Should not come. Then whatever arguments he has given in chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord didn't say single thing, no statement, except one sentence he said. Can anybody tell what was that sentence Lord said? In whole of chapter 1, Bhagavan said only one sentence. That sentence was that, Pasya, see. When Arjun said, I want to see who have the people come to fight with me, then Lord took the chariot and placed just in front of Bhishma Pitamaha and Dronacharya and said, Pasya, now you see. Only this much he said. After that, Bhagavan kept quiet. First time in chapter 2, in sloka number 2, he opens his mouth. And he says, Anarjustam Aswargam Akirtikaram. So whatever arguments he has given that we should not fight, Kulachaya, or different argument that will be committing sin. Customs will be all gone. Then the pitara will fall. All the forefather will not get there. Udakam. Lord, in three words, has countered all the arguments. First, he said, anar justam. Justam means practiced by. Whatever you are going to do is anarya justam. It is practiced by anarya. What is anarya? So for understanding anarya, you have to understand arya. Have you heard this word arya? Arya. What is the meaning of arya? Arya means uttam, best. One who is best is called arya. Number two, arat yati gacchati iti arya. Arat means fast. One who goes fast and comes back fast is also called arya. Arya also means who desists from the prohibited actions, nisiddha karma. Nisiddha karma. So what is the duty of an arya in a battlefield? The duty of an arya in the battlefield who gets a righteous field to exhaust his vasana is to fight that battle. If you run away from the battle, can you say this is practiced by arya or it is practiced by anarya? Anar, therefore anarja justam. You want to run away, you don't want to fight. Therefore, it is anarya justam. This is practiced by anarya people, not arya. Aswargyam. This will not give you swarga. If you run away, this will not give you swarga. Aswargyam. That means, other than swarga will be what? Narakasam. Rest of the life will be like living in hell. Aswargyam. So, with the word aswargyam, the Lord is countering all the arguments starting from the Siddhanti Mam Gatrani from slok number 29 to slok number 47. We are studying very sincerely and deeply. Each word means something. Aswargyam is countering all the arguments Siddhanti from Mam Gatrani. One word. Akirtikaram. It will not give you fame. If you run away, will people appreciate? The great archer Arjun ran away from battlefield. So we should garland him. No. Akirtikaram. It will give you ill fame. Gurudev writes very nicely. Take away point from here. Gurudev writes, when life is quoted properly, when life is quoted properly means when you understand the situation properly, you have got the knowledge with you, then even ugliest situation can burst out into a charming smile of success. Ugliest situation can become. It all depends upon the intelligent man's dexterity in steering himself across the bumping roads in life. You have to know. After winter, you get some potholes here, but in India, normally you get a lot of potholes in the roads, on the roads, you know. And a good driver, he knows how to steer. And the best driver tell you the auto rickshaw wala. Because their wheels are small. They cannot take the chance of going into the potholes. So he'll find dexterity in action. Even in the bad roads also, he will take you smoothly. Next verse.
Arjuna yuvachana klaivam, no? Klaivyam masmagama partha.
Klaivyam masmagama partha.
Nai tattva yupapadyate.
Naivam.
Shudram Hridaya Dorvalyam. Tyaktotishtha Parantapa.
Tyaktotishtha Parantapa.
Klevyam Masmagam Partha. Naitatvayupapadyate. Shudram Hridaya Dorvalyam. Tyaktotishtha Parantapa.
O Parantapa, O Arjun, Klaibhyam. You see, Arjun mind is not available. It's overpowered by emotion of pity, compassion. Mind is not available. The first thing what Lord says, Klaibhyam. What is Klaibhyam? Klaibhyam means? Klaibhyam means? In Hindi, there is a word called hinjara. Have you heard this word, hinjara? Kinnar. Or neither a man nor a woman. Neutral. So to great archer Arjun, Lord Krishna is saying, you are Klaibhyam, you are unique. It is a lashing by tongue so that he can come down to the right thinking. Klaibhyam masmagama. Don't resort to Klaibhyam, be a man. Klaibhyam is unmanliness. Na etaptai upapadyate. If you want to know more about Klaibhyam, our Gurudev has written beautifully in his commentary. You can read it. Klaibhyam. Na etaptai upapadyate. It does not befit you. Lord says, I have never seen you in my past 72 years of association. You have fought many battles and you have won. But I have never seen you like this before. Na etattai upabaddhate. Chudra hridaye dorbalyam tatta utishta parantapa. Hey parantap, it is utterly weakness. Come out of this. Get up and fight. Get up and fight. Utishta parantapa. Oh Arjun, utishta. Khade ho jao. Arjun was sitting. He didn't get up also. See, the Gandhi, the bow which Arjun had, did I tell you the history of that Gandhi? It was owned by Brahmaji for 1,000 years. 1,000 years. After that, for 508 years, it was with the Varun Devata. After that, it was for 500 years with Indra. Indra. That bow has come to Arjun. It's a divine bow. You have got this. Plus, the conch, what was the name of his conch? Devadatta. Devadatta conch is with you. And it was given by Mayadana. Chariot is divine chariot. Nothing will happen to this chariot. And Arjun, you have prepared for the war so beautifully. It took so many years to prepare. So how many people were there in battlefield? 4 million. We have seen this calculation in chapter 1. 4 million. Organizing 4 million, arranging for the meal for three times a day, and then so many animals. Do you think it can be done so quickly? No. It took long time. Hridaya Dorobalvam. Here Hridaya means not the pumping heart that it become weak. Hridaya Dorbalyam. Here Hridaya means mind and intellect which has become weak. What is the weakness of mind? It is attachment. It is the attachment in the mind and intellect of Arjun which has weakened him. Attachment to whom? To your near and dear ones. How do you come to know? Because he has already said, Swajanam, they are my relatives. He is not seeing enemy. Tuchha, it is only pity. You get up, come out of this. What Arjun did is just like a, suppose somebody is preparing for competition in Olympics. Can you, by practicing a day or a month or a year, you can enter into Olympics? No. He has to prepare himself for a long time. And when he gets the entry, and after getting entry, he says, "Ab nahi jayega, I will not compete." No? Same thing here. Arjun has prepared for a long time. He knew who are my enemies. He very well he knew. The Kaurav are my enemy, he very well knew. And now here he has come, and after that he says, "I will not fight." So it shows, since Arjun didn't get up, it shows the moha is so powerful that it can weaken a person like Arjun. What to talk about us? It can weaken. So Arjun was destroyed by moha. So Lord is talking at this emotional junction. Lord did not sympathize. He did not say, "You are crying, don't cry, beta. I am with you. I am Bhagwan. I will do everything." No. He didn't say that. Instead, he said, "You are hijra." He started with that. "You are unique. You are kasmal." Klaibyam. Acha. You have common sense. You are matured, brave, noble. "You have disappointed me, Arjun. I never expected this thing from you. This battlefield is not your home. Your all actions are anarjushtam, aswargiyam, akirtikaram. You come out of this." So Partha has got an attachment at the head level, mind level, intellect level, and the attachment at the emotions at the mind level. So emotions has overpowered his mind and attachment has affected his intellect. Why this has happened? Because of love. Love toward whom? Love toward Dronacharya and Bhishma Pitama and the relatives. So you see, love is blinding when it is with the attachment. So there is one love and there is an attachment. Love without attachment is no problem at all. No problem at all. Love with attachment will create a lot of problems. We all love our children and we are attached to it. Therefore, we get a lot of problems. Scripture says, love your children, but don't attach. Don't say, mamatva mai. Arjun said, swajan, these are my people, my people. Love plus minus will create sorrow. Love without minus is okay. Love without minus. Love your children, family member, but don't say my. Why are you saying my children? Do they belong to you? They came through you, they belong to Lord. We have to understand this thing very clearly. Children came through parents, but they belong to Lord. What is our understanding? Our understanding is, he mere hai. Bhagwan dur rao. Don't claim my children. Khabardar. And it is Lord which has given you this job to raise them up. You are all studying Vedanta, you know each body has got three bodies, sthul sarir, sushma sarir, karan sarir, and the mother gives sthul sarir, not sushma sarir, not karan sarir. Sushma sarir is the jeev which is traveling for many, many lives and will continue. Our ancestors have left us where they have gone, we don't know. And the new child which is born, we don't know where from he has come. What was he in the last life? We don't know. So mother is not giving birth to the jiva, the subtle body, which is coming and going. Mother cannot give birth to Atman. It is birthless, deathless. So why are you saying mera, mera? What you have given in this body? You have given only gross body. So if we understand clearly, love your children, but without minus. Children belong to Lord. They have come through me. That's all. If this understanding is clear, there is no problem. So, Lord has said to Arjun, this is anarjushtam, aswargiyam, and akirtikaram. Now, Arjun on these three points is going to argue with Lord. See how beautiful he is going to argue.
Arjuna uvacha.
Arjuna uvacha.
Katham bhishmamaham sankhe.
Katham bhishmamaham sankhe.
Dronam cha madhusudana.
Dronam cha madhusudana.
Ishubhi pratiyotsyami.
Ishubhi pratiyotsyami.
Pujarhavarisudana.
Pujahar visudana.
Arjuna yuvacha katham bhishmamaham sankhe dronam cha madhusudana ishubhi pratiyotsyami pujarhavarisudana.
See, Arjuna is also very intelligent. You see how selectively he selects the word. Katham bhismamaham sankhe dronam cha madhusudana. Sankhe, sankhe means in yuddha bhumi, in battlefield. Katham, how? Bhisma and dronam, aham. He is taking the name of only Bhisma and Drona. Not Dushasan and Duryodhan. He is not remember what Kaurav did with Pandav. He is seeing only these two, Bhishma and Drona. Katam Bhishma ham sankhe dronam cha Madhusudana. Madhusudan, O Kesav, O Krishna, O destroyer of demon Madhu, Madhusudan. Isubhi pratiyotsami pujarhav Arisudana. O Arisudan, Arisudan is destroyer of enemy. O destroyer of enemy. Isubhi, Isubhi means arrows. Pratiyotsyami, Pratiyotsyami, how can I throw arrows against Bhishma and Drona? Why you don't want to throw? Pujara. They are noble people. I should worship them. Do you want to worship them with arrows? Is that puja? So Bhishma is the most revered living ancestor who had given up his right of kingdom. Who was father of Bhishma? Shantanu. What was his original name of Bhishma? Devabrata. Who was the mother of Bhishma? Ganga. When he gave this this promise to, who was his stepmother? Satyavati. So when Ganga left, she killed, Ganga killed seventh and the eighth one, and at that time Shantanu said, what you are doing? Oh, sinful lady, what you are doing? Why you are killing my children? At that time, that was the contract, you know. What is that called? Prenuptial contract. Before marriage, nowadays they write something. Na? In Islam, it is already there, always were there. At the time of marriage, they will say, if you divorce me, you have to give me this much of money. Islam, it is there always. On the day, on the first day of wedding itself, it is said. Now the same practice is ancient thing. No? So Ganga left. After that, Santanu wanted to get married, met Satyavati. Satyavati's family said, there is one condition. The condition is that you have got a child with you have got a son, and he is Yuvraj, no doubt. He has got the right to become king. That is also accepted. But condition is that children of Satyavati will become king. Now the custom was that the Yuvraj will become king. So Santanu came back, he was sad. At that time Devrat asked, what is the problem? Father, you tell me. Father said, this is the problem. I want to marry and they want this condition to be fulfilled. Well, okay, I will go and say. And he promised in front of all of them that I will not get married, number one, and I renounce my right on the kingdom. And that was a terrible promise, therefore his name became Bhishma. Terrible. And from Satyavati came Chitrangad and Vichitravirya. Chitrangad, he died. Vichitravirya became king. And Vichitravirya got married. Bhishma brought three girls from Kasi Naresh. Amba, Ambika and Ambalika. Amba said, I am already in love with. So the love affair is also very ancient. Amba said, I am already engaged with somebody and I don't want to get married. Ambika and Ambalika, they got married. From the Ambika, because the husband was Vichitravirya. Now you understand. So there cannot be any progeny. So Vichitravirya died. Then after that, Ved Vyasji, the first son of Satyavati. He was called, and through that, they got Dhritarashtra and Pandu. This much we have seen long back. So Bhishma, he says, is a noble person. He has renounced the kingdom. And Drona loves me more than his son, Aswatthama. This is understanding of Arjun. And both of them got a Ichhamrityu. Ichhamrityu, whenever they want to die, they will die. I cannot kill them. Okay. And if I worship them with the arrows, is it the job of Arya or Anarya? Counter arguing the Anarya of the word Anarya used by Lord. Running away from the battlefield is the job of a Anarya. Arya will fight. And he's saying, you are telling me to worship my grandfather and teacher with arrows? Is it the job of Arya or Anarya? So Arjun understanding it is the job of Anarya. So whatever he's saying, it is from his logic is from the emotional level. It is from the emotional level. He's crying at that time. Emotional level. So killing them will give me Narak or Swarga. He's asked. Telling Lord, killing these noble people will never give me Swarga. It will give me Narak. Lord also said, no, you fight, you will get Swarga. He said, not fighting will give me Swarga. Killing them will give me Narak, hell. And Akirtikiram, people will criticize. If I kill Dronacharya and Bhishma Pitamaha, people will criticize, are he killed his own grandfather, he killed his own teacher. Akirtikaram. There are some more here, we'll see in our next class. Some more details are here.
पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरि ओम। श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम।